This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
His name is Chris Ostenheimer. We are honored to have him on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you, Mr. Great Reed?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hi, Chris. You're also a great listen, by the way.
That is true.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so are you guys.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
Oh, well. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Let's just say
and
nice.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, let's say nice things about each other and we're good. And
right.
That'll be the end of it.
Just praise each other the whole segment. That'd nice. Be great.
That'd be good.
That's good stuff.
Chris, you know, it's so weird, Tale of Two series. You know, you play Cincinnati in the beginning of the year, and you have no problem. And then over the last couple of days, you got a couple problems going on. What do you think? I was kind of bummed out. I thought they might be able to take a couple of games for the Reds, especially the way they've been playing.
Yeah, well, you're looking as you're coming back for that little this mini little homestand. You're thinking you have the Reds and the Tigers coming up. You're thinking you can make some a little bit of headway there, and yeah. You get swept by the worst team in baseball, and your offense goes back into the funk that it was before. I'm afraid this is going to be the way it is. It's just it's going to be inconsistent for much of the year. And I mean, hopefully nothing's wrong with Jose Ramirez, but gosh, if he's out, I mean, who do you turn to then?
The other part of it, we'll get to Jose Ramirez in a second, is that Tyler Naquin is the guy that ends up beating you up in these games. I mean, there's just the irony there is just it's unreal.
No, yeah. I mean, they deemed him unacceptable and unusable here, and they sent him to Cincinnati, and he comes back and beats them. I mean, I don't know if it happens all the time, but it certainly seems to happen a lot when there is some extra motivation, I got to believe. And, you know, you would think he would have had that motivation to keep a job last year or the year before, excuse me. But, yeah, it does rub a little salt in the wound when he comes back, you know, hits a homer in the first game and then a couple hits yesterday.
Very Brandon Phillips feeling I had yesterday when I saw he was the MVP. Like, man, this feels like Brandon Phillips all over.
There's a story waiting to be told.
Huh. Yes.
Yeah. Phil was a little bit better than Tyler.
Yeah, that's true. But
let's talk about a positive. We'll get back to the crummy offense or inconsistent offense in a little bit. Cal Quantrill looks like the real deal. And if he's not emerging as the top guy in this rotation, Chris, he's pretty darn close right now. What's impressed you most?
Yeah, just the way he's pitched. I mean, they asked him last year to come out of the bullpen, and he, you know, he didn't miss a beat. You don't expect that. You expect the guy to struggle at least a little bit when he's trying to, you know, reverse roles like that. But he like you said, he hit the ground running last year. He was one of the best starters in the American League, not just on the Guardians last year. And he's picked right up where he left off. I don't think he's had a terrible outing all season long. And he's certainly been their most consistent. That's a big deal, too, because you got a guy like Aaron Civale who you were counting on, and he's been just brutal for the entire season. And you got Shane Bieber, who's pitched well, but still there's always these questions when he's not throwing as hard as he used to be. So Quantrill pitching like this has been huge for them because they certainly needed it.
Let's go back to Jose Ramirez for a second after, you know, getting hit on the shin yesterday. What was that? I know he was getting x-rays, but, and, you know, Tito had said he'll be sore. What was the feeling when you walked out of there after you saw the injury happen too?
Well, I was actually off yesterday, Andy.
Okay.
So I didn't, I'm not sure what it was like down there, but I think that they would have come up, we would have heard by now if it was something
super
something
serious.
Bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that, you know, maybe he won't play tonight, but Saturday or Sunday, I think he's back in there.
Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Let's hope he is, because, I mean, you got Naylor's coming back, so that'll be a little lift. But it's like all these guys, you can't expect Josh Naylor to hit 340 the whole season. You can't expect a guy like Jose to do that. So you're asking guys like Owen Miller and Stephen Kwan to keep that up. It's just, it's not realistic.
And Andres Jimenez, who's been terrific.
Correct.
Yeah, and with that in mind, Chris, that's what I wanted to get to. There are some guys in the minors who were hearing their names and were, you know, some of them are really seem to be hot rising prospects, and others, I'm wondering, are they becoming suspects? Nolan Jones hasn't played this year because of an ankle injury. Where does he stand with the organization right now? Any idea?
The fact that you haven't heard about him or he hasn't played can't be a good thing. I don't think they've written him off. I think it's too early for that, but I certainly don't think they're as high on him as they were in the past. They got other guys filling that role now as the top prospects, and he's not one of them. So, I mean, like I said, I don't think his career is certainly not over, it's not a given that he's done with the Guardians, but. He's certainly fallen as far as the prospect list and the guys that you're excited about seeing coming up.
Let's just talk about pitching for a second, because, I mean, it's been disappointing. At what point do you think that they got to kind of say, we need to look – it's just odd because we don't normally look at starting pitching on this team and say, oh, we got to make a deal before the All-Star break if we think we're this or that. And I don't know. Like, when you look at the rotation, Chris – there's some things that just seem to be lagging this team down. I'm just curious your thoughts on what they can do and how they can repair this and what kind of help you think is sitting there in the minors.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of help in the minors. I mean, you had Logan Allen, who that wound up being a complete bust, and he's out of here now.
Right.
So I don't think there's help there, and I think if they do try to improve the team or make a move, it's going to be – it's not going to be on the pitching side. I mean, certainly if there's a deal out there for a starter that's really good to them, then I'm sure that they would make that move. But I would think their big moves to improve the team would come, you know, offensively. And you know, who knows? I mean, Aaron Civale could turn this around tonight and then pitch fine the rest of the season. And Shane Bieber, you know, like, he's still pitching well. It's not like it's a total concern right now just because he's not throwing as hard as he used to. So, I mean, I think that if they do make a move, it's going to come offensively, because I think, you know, if they get some offense, I think that this is a rotation that, you know, that with the emergence of Quantrill, I think it's still a strength of the team, and I think it's still one of the best in the American League.
Chris Ostenheimer is joining us. And, Chris, I want you to – if you can shed some light on a guy that I don't know much about, but I sure love what I see. And Menegan keeps saying he can't hit anything that moves. And that's Oscar Gonzalez, who at Columbus right now is, what, fourth in the International League in home runs, second in runs batted in, and hitting .302. He's built like Franmil Reyes. He's a big guy. Is he on their radar?
He doesn't hit like Franmil Reyes right now.
Yeah.
Is he on their radar? I mean, he's 24. Is he a prospect, or is he a guy who's bound for Japan?
I think it can go either way, but I think they would definitely worth taking a look at. You know, I mean, they don't have any established guys sitting there saying, you know, oh, no way can we take this guy out of there. But I mean, I think they're pretty set with who they're looking at prospect wise right now, and I don't think he's. I think he's in the Nolan Jones category. I don't see them turning to him just yet. Let's put it that way. I think you still got to ride it out a little bit with these guys, with Miller, though Mercado is starting to become the Bradley Zimmer of the organization. So he needs to definitely turn it around. But yeah, I mean, they certainly should give him a shot if they think that, you know, he can fit and maybe give him a boost, but I don't see that, you know, on the horizon anytime soon.
I wonder what it is they don't like about him. And I say that because he's hit for average in the minors. He's hit for power in the minors. And again, I don't know much about him other than his numbers are off the charts for a power hitter. There must be something they're not crazy about.
Right, yeah. I got to be honest, I don't know a ton about him either because he hasn't been in that, you know, that
right.
prospect
right.
list and things like that. But, you know, if you produce it, I mean, who knows? He could be that 4A kind of player, but,
exactly.
I mean, you would at least you'd think you'd give him a shot, you know? I mean, I'm sure they want him to play every day, so that's the problem now. And that's tough for young guys to break in because they usually aren't just, you know, they don't just bring them up and say, okay, here's your job. You're playing this every day, you know? And it's real tough to succeed, especially when you're not playing on a consistent basis in the major leagues.
Menigan quickly types a stat on the screen for us here, Chris. Gonzalez with 22 strikeouts and 5 walks this season. He doesn't like that ratio. I like the ratio of 4th in the International League in home runs and 2nd in runs batted in while hitting .302. I don't care if you're walking much if you're hitting .302.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I'm with you there, you know. I mean, if you sure, the strikeouts are bad if your batting average is terrible, but, yeah, you're hitting .302, strike out all you want, you know. And if you got a little power, sure.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's probably their issue with them, though.
They finally took a look at Bobby Bradley. That hasn't worked out real well. I hope you give this guy a look.
Chris, let me wrap you up with this because you wrote about this the other day and I want to talk to you about it. The robot umpires are experimenting with in AAA. How long do you think that happens till we see that, the automated strike zones?
Well, I mean, if you listen to Terry Francona, he hopes you never do because
right.
He was, you know, apparently there's some issues with the high and low strikes. He said that the, you know, left and right, inside, outside, it's pretty effective and pretty good. But up and down, you know, a pitch could hit the plate, you know, and it's considered a strike because it's over the plate. So they haven't figured that out much. So I don't think this is coming in the next couple of years. I just think there's too many people who would be against it.
That pitch clock's coming though soon, real quick, right?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if that's been a huge issue.
Well, I mean, the thought of shaving 20 minutes off a game doesn't, I mean, I'm sure that makes a lot of people smile in New York.
Well, sure. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's ever been a factor. I mean, I have never seen them say anything or call it or warn anybody or anything like that, but yeah.
I don't. So, the more I watch, I was just gonna say, Chris. The more I watch it, and you see it at the minor league level, I almost think that if you have that pitch clock instilled in these guys' heads, like if the NCAA did it too, that'd be great. You know, if they learn it in that curve before, I think it becomes muscle memory by the time they come up to the bigs, and that you really don't need the clock at that point.
That's a very good point. So yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of all the. I would have liked to have actually seen the 7-inning doubleheaders. I'm not really sure why they got rid of that. That seems pretty odd. But I'm not a huge fan of the new rules, and I'm not a huge fan of the automated strike zone or any of that stuff. I guess I'm just still a little old school.
That's okay. You're still a good.
Sorry.
You're still a good read, my friend.
And listen.
And listen. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. Make sure we read you at ChronicleT.com every day. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. See you, fellas.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.